If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Steelers fans, you wanted the deep dive on Russ Wilson and this Pittsburgh team and whether or not they can make a Super Bowl run. So let's get into it. We've got articles, we've got podcasts, we've got game highlights, all saying different things about this 6-2 squad.
Well, you know what really jumps out at me is how quickly this whole story has changed. You know, a few weeks ago, people were wondering, you know, is Russ washed up? Can he even adapt to a new team? And now, two wins later, and suddenly they're talking Super Bowl. And it just shows you how fast things change in the NFL.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you talk about that shift, the Wilson to Pickens connection, that's a big part of it. Mm. I mean, two touchdowns called back against the Giants.
Oof.
That was rough. But four catches, 74 yards on top of his 5-for-111 and a touchdown the week before. Like, that's a statement.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like Wilson's brought this new energy to Pickens' game.
Yeah, it's not just energy, though. It's strategy. Right? Remember what made Wilson so dangerous in Seattle? Those deep balls. Laser focused. And Pickens, with his size and speed, he's the perfect target for that. So defenses have to respect that depth threat. And that opens up the whole offense.
So it's like this ripple effect.
Exactly.
Wilson's accuracy impacts Pickens. Then defenses adjust. And that creates opportunities for guys like Van Jefferson, who had a pretty good game against New York.
Absolutely. It's like a chess game. And, you know, Wilson's making some smart moves early on.
He is. And speaking of smart moves, you know, Wilson really utilized the run game against the Giants. Najee Harris' third straight 100-yard game.
That's right.
It seems like he's really buying into that Steelers offensive philosophy.
Mm.
You know, that balance, run the ball, control the clock, and then hit those big plays with his arm when they need it.
And that's what I'm really interested to see, you know. Can he keep this up? Can he continue to adapt and evolve in this system? It's promising so far, but the key is consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch gears for a second and talk about something that doesn't always get the attention it deserves. Special teams.
Calvin Austin, the third 73-yard punt return touchdown against the Giants.
Electric.
It really was like, it broke the dam for the Steelers offense.
Oh, yeah. It was a game changer. And it highlights something that's been happening all season, that Steelers special teams unit has been quietly dominant, blocked field goals. Now this punt return PD, this is a unit that can swing games.
And it's another example of how this team is built to win. You know, they're not just relying on star power. Everyone is contributing every part of the game. That's a well-coached team.
Yeah, you can tell they're well-prepared. But you mentioned Super Bowl earlier, and I think that's a good segue because from what I'm seeing in your sources, there's a debate starting to brew. Are the receivers good enough for a deep playoff run?
That's the big question right now.
I mean, you have people looking at that balanced performance against the Giants.
Yeah.
Austin Jefferson, they both made plays, but then you have folks like that Post-Gazette podcast you sent over saying they still need that true number two receiver to compete with the best in the AFC.
Yeah, and this is where Omar Khan's track record gets interesting.
Yeah.
You know, he's not afraid to make a big move, especially as the trade deadline approaches. We've even seen some names floating around, Darius Slayton, Mike Williams, even Adam Thielen as potential targets.
Well, it's like fantasy football coming to life.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's dive into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
After we take a quick break, we'll break down those WR2 options and what they could bring to the Steelers. So we were talking about those trade rumors. Slayton, Williams, Thielen, if you had to pick one to pair with Pickens, who are you going with?
Oh, man, that's tough. It's like you're trying to find that final ingredient for a championship recipe, you know?
Yeah.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
What does Darius Slayton bring to the table?
Well, he's fast, right?
Speed. That's what Slayton's all about. He can stretch the field, take the top off of defense. Think about what that would do for Pittsburgh. It opens things up underneath for guys like Freiermuth, even Austin in the slot. And it keeps defenses from just focusing on Pickens on those deep routes.
That makes a lot of sense. You're creating so many options for Russ.
Yeah.
And what about Mike Williams? His name keeps coming up.
Williams, yeah. He's intriguing because of his size. You know, that big-bodied receiver who can win those jump balls, especially in the red zone. You know, if the Steelers want to keep leaning into that power running game, with Najee having that reliable target when they get close to the end zone, that could be a big difference maker.
So Williams is the bully ball option.
Right.
Slayton is the speedster. What about Adam Thielen, the veteran presence? He's got the experience.
Thielen might not be as flashy as the other two, but he's a smart route runner. Great hands. Think of him as that possession receiver, the guy Wilson can rely on to move the chains on those crucial third downs. You know, he might not make the highlight reel catches, but he'll make the smart, dependable plays that win games.
Man, you're making this tough. All three bring something different to the table. But, you know, even beyond talent, it comes down to chemistry. How quickly can they build that connection with Wilson and fit into that offense?
That's a great point. You know, we've seen so many big name trades that just haven't worked out because the player couldn't adjust to the new system or build a rapport with the quarterback, you know?
Right. It's like trying to force a puzzle piece into the wrong spot.
Exactly.
Okay, before we get too lost in the WR2 world, let's step back and talk about Wilson's performance overall. I mean, the numbers look great, but is this sustainable? Can he keep this up for a whole season?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
Honestly, it's too early to say for sure, but there are some encouraging signs, remember, that next-gen stats highlight you sent.
Okay. All right.
Over 400 total yards in both games he started. That's not just luck.
No, that definitely caught my attention.
Yeah.
I think it shows he's not just playing well, he's picking up this offense quickly.
Exactly. It shows you how fast he can process information, make the right reads, execute the plays. Plus, he seems to have really embraced that less is more approach. You know, let the run game set the tone and then pick his spots to make those big throws.
Yeah, it's such a contrast to what we saw in Seattle. These last couple of years, it's like he's rediscovered his love for the game, but with a new maturity and understanding of his strengths.
He's playing chess, not checkers now.
I like that.
But we can't forget, you know, he's only played two games in this system. The schedule gets tougher.
Yeah.
Defenses will adjust to his tendencies. The offensive line has to hold up and protect him. There's still challenges ahead.
Oh, for sure. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
And speaking of challenges, that defense, they might not be getting the same attention as Wilson in the offense, but they are having a fantastic year.
Oh, the Steel Curtain is alive. And, well, they are top unit in the league. And they've got that classic Steelers swagger, you know?
They do.
TJ Watt is a monster. Alex Highsmith is having a breakout year. Minkah Fitzpatrick is a ball hawk in the secondary. It's a scary group.
And I love that it's not just about individual talent. They're playing together, swarming to the ball, creating turnovers. It's beautiful to watch.
It's that defensive culture. You know, it's been in the Steelers' DNA for decades, but, you know, beyond the X's and O's, I'm seeing something else, a hunger, a desire to prove that there's still that dominant force.
You know, Wilson leaving the offense now, it's like they finally have all the pieces they need to make a real run.
Yeah.
But the AFC is loaded this year. You can't talk about Super Bowl chances without mentioning the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Those teams are tough.
You're absolutely right. It's a gauntlet, and those are all legitimate contenders. You know, they've been there. They've got that experience. The Steelers will need to be at their best to compete with those teams. But here's the thing.
Okay.
This Steelers team, they have a history of exceeding expectations. They've got that championship pedigree, that never-say-die attitude, you know.
Yeah, they always seem to play with a chip on their shoulder, even when they're on top.
Exactly. And that can be powerful. So let's put it all together.
All right.
Do the Steelers have a realistic shot at the Super Bowl this year?
So we're back, and the big question remains, can these Steelers actually win it all? Do they have a real shot at the Super Bowl?
Well, look, the AFC is tough. There's no way around it. Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, those are some serious contenders.
But like we were saying before, these Steelers, they kind of thrive on that underdog role. You know?
Yeah, they do.
They love proving people wrong.
Absolutely. And they've got a lot to work with. You know, Wilson is playing like a completely different quarterback. That defense is one of the best in the league. And even the special teams are making big plays.
Right. And you can't forget about Mike Tomlin. The guy is a proven winner. He knows how to motivate his players. He's built a culture of resilience in that locker room.
Yeah. Tomlin's leadership is huge. He's the steady hand keeping everyone on track focused. But let's go back to those sources for a second. What are the experts saying about their Super Bowl odds?
It's kind of all over the place. You know, some people are cautiously optimistic, pointing to their strong start and Wilson's comeback, but others are more hesitant. They say the AFC is just too competitive and they still have questions about those receivers.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I mean, the potential is definitely there, but there are still some things they need to figure out.
Okay, so what are the keys to a Super Bowl run, in your opinion?
Well, first things first, Wilson has to keep playing at this level. You know, it's one thing to have a couple of good games. It's another to sustain it over a whole season, especially when you get to the playoffs and those defenses get even tougher.
Consistency is key.
Absolutely. And they need to find that reliable second receiver, whether it's through a trade or someone stepping up from within the team. Pickens is great, but He can't carry the load by himself. They need another threat to keep defenses honest and create more balance for that offense.
So that WR2 debate, it's not just talk. It could actually determine their fate.
Exactly. And, you know, you can't overlook the importance of staying healthy. One major injury, especially on that defense, could derail everything.
Yeah, injuries are always the big unknown. You can't predict them, but you have to be prepared for them. Okay. So consistent quarterback play, a solid number two receiver, a healthy roster. What else should our listeners be watching for as the season goes on?
Keep an eye on that offensive line. You know, they've done a decent job protecting Wilson so far, but it's only going to get harder. They'll be facing some really tough defensive lines. If he starts getting pressured constantly, that's going to mess up the whole offense.
Yeah, it's all connected, isn't it? The offensive line, the run game, the
receivers,
everything has to work together for Wilson to be successful.
It really is. And finally, don't underestimate the power of momentum. If the Steelers can keep winning, build that confidence, establish themselves as a real contender, you never know what can happen.
Momentum is a powerful force. It's like everything just starts clicking. You become unstoppable. So we've looked at the stats. We've broken down the sources. We've talked about the challenges. What's the final verdict? Do the Steelers have what it takes to reach the Super Bowl?
Okay, I'll give you my prediction. I think the Steelers have a very good chance to win the AFC North. They've got the talent, the coaching, the toughness to beat anyone in that division.
That's a big statement. Are you saying you think they can make it to the Super Bowl?
I'm not ready to go that far just yet. The AFC is just too unpredictable this year, but I wouldn't be surprised at all to see them make a deep playoff run. And if a few things go their way, hey, you never know. Maybe we'll see those terrible towels waving in February.
Now, that's what I like to hear. A little hope, a little intrigue, and a whole lot of Steelers pride.
That's what it's all about, being a fan, you know. And to our listener out there taking in all this analysis, I'll leave you with this. Don't just watch the games. Experience them.
I love that. Dive into the details, break down the plays, debate the decisions, enjoy every moment of this Steelers journey.
Because win or lose, this team is giving us something to believe in, something to get excited about, and that's what makes this season so special.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, folks, that wraps up our deep dive on the Steelers and their Super Bowl chances. We hope you enjoyed this journey through the stats, the rumors, and all those possibilities that lie ahead.
Keep those terrible towels flying high, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Steelers fan.